Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Now we're going to have a look at the budget because we're 10 days out from it. Obviously, we're not going to have the budget announced. Robert Troy will say it'll be announced when it'll be announced, and none of the opposition parties are going to announce their alternative budget here on air. But nope. Robert Troy, we are hearing reports that there are tensions within government about where the focus on increasing social welfare rates should be. And I suppose I'd like to ask you, what side of that argument are you on? Some want a blanket raising of social welfare rates by €12. There are others who say that job seekers should not be as raised by as much as other social welfare benefits. What would be your view?
Well, I'm not going to get into an argument in relation to the budgetary process, because ultimately Minister Dara Cillieri will be negotiating that. From our perspective, he's the Minister with Responsibility for Social Protection, and he'll be discussing that with his colleagues, Minister Jack Chambers and Minister Pascal Donoghue.
The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, says he wants to start a conversation on it. He says, you know, they want to make a particular effort on child poverty, carers, people with disability and older people in the social protection vote. And a colleague of his, John Paul O'Shea, who's the chair of the Oireachtas Social Protection Committee, says that job seekers allowance, people who are on it for 12 months or more, begs the question that whether or not the job seekers benefit should be raised, or job seekers allowance should be raised, because of the number of people who are on that benefit for longer than 12 months. So do you have a view on what priority that particular benefit should enjoy? Are you on any particular side in this argument?
We had this discussion at our thinking in Cork earlier this month. Minister Cillieri is acutely aware of where the party is at on this issue, and I am not going to harm his negotiations over the course of the next number of days. We will see where those negotiations fall out when the budget is published Tuesday week.
Right, and to be fair, just to represent the position of the party, is it's a raising of all core social welfare rates by €12, is it?
Again, I'm not going to get into negotiations of the budget on national airwaves. We're at a critical stage in budget negotiations. Okay. There are parameters there in terms of what we can do as a government. We have to be cognizant of the fact that we need to bring in a prudent budget that takes account of the fact that there are prevailing headwinds internationally. Small open economy, there is challenges facing us. We need to ensure that we invest in our economy, make sure we retain competitiveness in our economy. I think Taoiseach has said that he wants to see investment into infrastructural deficits so we can remain competitive. We also want to be targeted to ensure that the people that need the support get the support.
Okay. Gary Gannon, the figure that's been bandied about at the moment of a €12 increase for core social welfare rates, should that be uniform, and is that the figure you'd agree with?
No, it'd go to about €15 in terms of increase of core social welfare payments. I think people have been bitten really hard at the moment with the cost of living. The people who are experiencing that most are the ones that are already cut closest to the clot. So I think, in recognition of the fact that poverty is endemic in this country, with one in six people experiencing it, and poverty costs...
And no differentiation between that job seekers as against any other social welfare benefit.
No, I'd be making no differentiation, because I think people are feeling it equally across the board.
Mairead Farrell.
It's actually quite interesting. We had Social Justice Ireland in front of the Budgetary Oversight Committee, and one of the things they focused on was the children in poverty. So we know one in five children are in poverty. And they said that the best way to tackle... So, like, obviously the question is, how do you tackle child poverty, you know, apart from obviously building houses? But the other thing that they were saying is that the best way actually to tackle child poverty is to increase the weekly payment that's coming into the house. So it's not necessarily that you have a targeted whatever it is, but they were saying that it's really crucially important to increase the weekly payment that's coming into the house. What we know at the moment is that people are struggling across the board, whether people are working, they're really struggling with the cost of groceries and that kind of thing. And what we're hearing all the time from the, you know, Central Bank, ESRI, IFEC and all those, about basically that there's some kind of a boom. But see, for ordinary people who are trying to pay their bills and pay their groceries, it isn't booming.
Do you want to put, if Gary Gannon said €15,
I'm going to wait until we launch our alternative budget. I'll just keep the air of mystery.
Okay. All right. We're going to be hearing from
the best way to tackle people out of poverty is to support them into work.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be hearing the wisdom of the people in Newbridge next.
Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.